All right, Vashon, this is Dove Speaks. I'm your host, Chris Austin. We have an interesting show for you today. We have a former Vashon High School graduate, Aiden Reese, and she's come back to do an internship at the Dove Project, and I'd like to welcome her to the show.
Hi.
Yay.
Great to be here.
So you're telling me you graduated last year.
Yep.
And you were, while you were in high school, you were on the teen council.
Yeah. Yep. That's right.
How long did you serve?
3 years.
3 years. Wow.
Yeah.
My niece, Amelia Prince, was on the first teen council. And I think it was the second or her junior year, maybe, that it started. And man, is it a hard. I mean, a lot of work.
A lot of work.
A lot of work outside of school.
Yep.
And I mean, it's so valuable, though. I mean, I just remember some of the programs that they did. And why don't you actually tell us?
Yeah. So Teen Council is a peer-led sex education program. And the mission is to provide sex education for teenagers that's a little bit more accessible, more inclusive. So they really feel like we're talking to them and we're people their age who understand what they're going through. So it started a few years back, maybe at this point.
I'd say four? The four or five?
Longer than that. Oh, okay. I think at this point it's probably closer to six.
Okay.
Yeah. And so teen council members will meet for about two and a half hours every week and go over lesson plans and get trained in classroom management, answering questions, and really just everything they need to know to give a comprehensive sex education.
And I know that when you come to question and answers, they will ask you anything.
They really will.
And what I saw, they're unflappable. I mean, the speakers up there are used to it. They're like, all right, you know, just somebody trying to be a ham in the audience and ask something ridiculous.
Yeah, we spend a lot of time practicing that. And with those questions that are, you can tell, are really designed just to get a shock out of us, we really try to get as much genuine information out of that as we possibly can. So, you know, even if we can tell it's just a question meant to get a response out of us, we try to really answer it as if it is a genuine question, because there probably is some genuine curiosity there.
Yeah, yeah. Probably, you know, the reason they thought of it was they probably had a kernel of interest.
Exactly.
Well, if you've done it 3 years, have you had any new questions lately, or have you heard them all?
At this point, I feel like I've heard them all. Yeah, you know, it really does feel like at this point, nothing.
Well, maybe now that you're in college, you'll get some new questions.
Maybe. And yes, we're always open to new questions. We answer them in the classroom and then also on the Teen Council Instagram page. So people can either DM us, or we have like an anonymous question form that people can
wonderful.
Fill out. And the Teen Council members do a really great job answering questions on there.
Oh, so are any of your lectures online so people can?
Yeah, actually, if you go to the Dove Project's website, which is just VashonDoveProject.org. Yes. You can go on there, and the Teen Council website is up there as well. And we have some video recordings of virtual classes that we taught last year. COVID. So you can go up there. And then we also have some other great resources, like some of the slideshows and other presentations that we've made that are up there as well, if people want to take a look at that.
Yeah, well, it sounds like a wonderful resource. So how did you come to get into the Teen Council? That's a big step.
Yeah, I was really lucky in middle school. In seventh grade, Teen Council, that's right around when Teen Council started. And so they started coming in and teaching just a few lessons that first year to me when I was in seventh grade. And for me, it was just such a great resource. And it really broke down some of the barriers around sex education. And, you know, teachers do a great job, but there's just something about having someone who's, you know, really just a few years older than you.
A really cool high schooler, man.
Exactly. And who knows what they're talking about and just has that confidence. And so I really enjoyed the program and the benefits of the program when I was in middle school. And so then my sophomore year, so Teen Council, you can apply starting your sophomore year. So.
Oh, is that right? It's not freshman.
Not freshman.
Oh,
no.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, it's so nice that you're giving back to the middle schoolers, because I mean, I think about what I learned in middle school, mm-hmm. and it was just some guy in my class saying something that he heard somewhere. I'm like, no way, is that true? That happens? Of course, it was so much misinformation. It's ridiculous. Yeah. So having you educated to educate them, I think it's just a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
Now, this month is something special, right?
Yeah, it is.
Besides my birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, so this month is Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. And so it's really just sort of bringing awareness to the violence, but also just the potentially toxic or unhealthy things that can go on in relationships and making teens aware of that. And that's something that's really central to Teen Council's mission. You know, a lot of our work is education, but also a big goal of it is prevention. If we give people the information, then hopefully they'll know some of the red flags in relationships, or they'll know how to handle those situations and have healthier relationships.
Well, that really seems to dovetail with Dove itself.
Exactly, yeah.
I didn't even see the pun there. Dovetail. Uh-oh. Yeah, because Dove is so much about prevention and about warning signs, and that makes so much sense for that to flow into the Teen Council. And
yeah,
so what exactly is Teen Council doing? I know prevention is a big part of it.
Yeah,
do you have specific programs for that?
A lot of it is really just the education that we give. So actually just today, I just came from the Harbor School, where Teen Council has started teaching a couple lessons for the first time this year.
Right.
So that was super exciting to sort of expand our program and our teaching a little bit. And just today, they were teaching a lesson about healthy and unhealthy relationships. And that's a really big part of prevention, is educating you know, middle schoolers and high schoolers are about what healthy communication looks like, what different forms of abuse and power and control look like. So then they can really look at that and consider their own relationships and how all of these skills, like healthy communication and trust and respect and honesty, can play into their relationships as they go through high school.
You know, that is so important, I think, because in middle school, you're having your first relationship, really,
exactly.
And you don't know what's good and bad. It's your first one.
Yep.
And it's great if you land on a great one, but if you don't, then you don't see it coming.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful idea, what you're promoting. And I'm glad you're doing it at the Harbor School. I mean, I'd like to see you expanding your work. I remember somebody at Dove telling me that it's amazing how much attention you can get out of middle schooler with a fruit roll-up.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and that's another thing we're doing at the middle school. Once a week we go, and at lunch we do, we set up a little table and we have some questions, and we have, you know, different units. So right now we're focusing on bystander intervention. And so we'll have like a little scenario up. And then, you know, the middle schooler, the kid will just come up and they can talk to us. And whether, you know, no matter how they answer the question, they always get a little fruit snack. And so that definitely gets attention. And sometimes we'll even have people try to sneak back. They'll put on a hood or, you know, put their backpack on. They're like, I'm a different person.
Yeah. Don't change my answer.
Exactly. Yeah. Which, you know, it's great. It's great. Just hearing what they have to say, what their responses are to these different scenarios, and really getting people to think about these situations before they might actually be in them.
Ah.
Because that way, you know, they have some thoughts and ideas about how they could react communicate.
Isn't that just as important? Like, okay, now I know I'm in this situation. What do I do?
Exactly. Yeah.
And, you know, how do I safely get out of it?
Yeah.
Really? That's a nice tool set to have. How many hours a week would you say that you spend on this?
On Teen Council or me personally with this work that I've been doing for the
past. Well, both.
So Teen Council meets for two and a half hours every week. And that meeting time might look like going over a lesson that they'll be teaching that week, or some like education within Teen Council. So then they're equipped with the knowledge that they need for teaching. And then depending on the week, they might be teaching in the middle school. Sometimes we'll do assemblies in the high school. And so that could look like, you know, a full school day. So like 6 hours of teaching. So
yeah. Do you get to go to the teacher's lounge? Smoke cigarettes?
No.
Complain about the kids?
No, but yeah, by the end of the day, we get pretty good at it.
Hey, do you get any credit for this, all this work?
So Teen Council members, to graduate high school, you have to have a volunteer hours. I want to say it's like 20, 25 volunteer hours. And so Teen Council will count for that.
Oh, good.
For high schoolers. And then for the internship I'm doing for school, I actually have to fulfill an internship requirement. And so this counts.
Oh, so expand on your internship.
Yeah, so I've been working at Dove as an intern for 6 weeks, almost getting close to 2 months. And so I've been helping facilitate the Teen Council program with Maya, who's the teen advocate and Teen Council facilitator. And so it's been great to get to work with her and hang out with some of the Teen Council members who I was on Teen Council with, some of the new folks that I'm meeting for the first time.
The rookies.
Yep. Well, I mean, after they've been teaching quite a few lessons, and I feel like after your first round of anonymous questions in a middle school class, you're not a rookie anymore. Seasoned. Yeah.
Wow. I bet there's nothing on a date that would surprise you. Yeah. That's boring.
Yeah. So I've had the opportunity to work with Maya on that. And then also Tara Vanslow from the high school approached Maya a while ago about creating a website of resources about sexual assault and what the process of reporting that looks like.
Hmm.
And so that's a project that I've been working on.
Interesting. So if you're using social media kind of as a resource for Teen Council, which platforms do you use? Like, are you on TikTok? I mean, that seems to be the phrase right now.
We're not on TikTok. We've discussed it, but it's really hard. We kind of have to pick one place to focus our energy. And so right now we're really focusing on Instagram just because it, you know, it's kind of like TikTok. A lot of people have it and we can make, you know, we'll make different posts. We'll make sort of longer videos. You know, the trick with TikTok is it's all pretty short.
Yeah, it's 40 seconds or something.
Yeah. So with Instagram, we can really make some like longer videos and really get in depth with our answers to the anonymous questions that we get. Or we'll also, you know, so for this month with Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month, we'll be doing a post about that with some different sort of like, you know, good things to see in a healthy relationship and some things that can be, you know, warning signs for an unhealthy relationship and, you know, some information like that. So that's a post that will probably be going up this month. And yeah, so it's just really great to have a platform where we can reach out to students, even if we aren't in the classroom teaching them all the time.
What would you say to someone who's thinking about joining Teen Council? How would you advise them? Like, what are they in for?
I would say that really your passion for Teen Council can be anything. You know, if you're interested in education, it's a great opportunity. If you're interested in healthcare, it's a great opportunity because you're learning about all of this, you know, sexual health information. If you're interested in like activism and organizing, every year teen councils from all over Washington will go lobby at the state legislature. Mm-hmm. So really there are so many different avenues that sort of go into Teen Council. And so it's a really great program for anyone interested in anything like that. And, you know, it can definitely be scary and intimidating.
I would think so. Absolutely.
To think about going in and teaching students, especially when you're only like 2 years older than them.
Yeah. Right. Well, it's such a big difference then, you know, when you're 40 and 42, yes. Who cares?
Yep. But,
but 16 and 18 or 14 and 16.
Yeah.
She can drive. Oh my gosh.
Yep. Yeah. So, So I would say that it can definitely feel intimidating, but you learn a lot of new skills and you're really well prepared. I mean, the amount of time that we spend in meetings going over lessons and information and going over how to answer questions and how to handle some really tricky topics really prepares you well. And it's also skills that, you know, even if you don't go on to work in sex education, the skills that you learn in teen council serve you really
well. I think
well.
That is absolutely right. And probably most people do not go on in that field. Yeah. But they have just what you said, you know, these tricks and skills on how to, they're going to be tricky situations in every endeavor. And that's a nice way to kind of leave school and go off into the big wide world with that. That's very, very good. So could you tell us more about the web resources that are available?
Yeah, I think maybe I'll just talk a little bit more about the website.
Okay.
A site that I created for the high school. So it's going to be going up hopefully in April. And it has some different pages that go over defining all of the things that fall under sexual harassment, sexual assaults, including like sexual coercion, rape, what sexual harassment looks like when it's verbal, when it's physical, and then sort of different information about what happens if you report sexual assault to the school, what happens if you go to an advocate, so like someone who works at Dove, like Maya, what happens if you report to a medical provider, what does medical treatment look like after that, and you know, what happens if you go to law enforcement. So really just sort of breaking that down, because you know, one thing that's so hard in those situations for teens is that in a lot of cases, we aren't taught what that looks like.
It's a big unknown.
Right. And so people will, you know, they need help, they need support. And so they'll reach out to someone and they don't know what's going to happen after that. And then they get really caught off guard when they, they go to talk to a counselor and now suddenly the police are involved and they didn't know what that looks like. They don't know what their rights are in those situations. Yeah. And so the goal of this website is really just to inform people what their rights are. You can choose to go to law enforcement or not. If you talk to someone like at the school who's a mandated reporter and then law enforcement has to be informed and has to get involved, letting people know that if they don't feel comfortable sharing a detail with law enforcement, that they don't have to. And so really making sure that people have the information about what their rights are. So then they have the power, they're in control over the situation. Especially when you're talking about someone who's a survivor of sexual assault, that's something that they've already gone through an experience that can make you feel powerless and like you don't have control. And so making sure that when you're coming forward with that and when you're looking for support, that you are the person who is in control of what's happening. And that's really the goal. And so it's been really great to work with Tara Vanslow at the high school and, you know, really get all of the information about like, what does this actually look like? What happens? And then we also provide resources for parents and family members and, you know, like staff members at the school so they can read, you know, information about how to support someone who's going through this, especially someone who's, you know, a teenager who's also going through high school and what that looks like and how you can really be there for someone in that situation.
Planned Parenthood started Teen Council, didn't they?
Yes. So it's a Planned Parenthood program, and it actually, Washington was like one of the first states to that they started Teen Council in as a program. And the Teen Council program is still affiliated with Planned Parenthood. Mm-hmm. A lot of our resources and curriculum and information come from Planned Parenthood. But it was actually the first teen council organization that was run out of an organization that wasn't a Planned Parenthood. So
yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So Dove is the organization that oversees it.
Yeah.
you know, Maya, who's the facilitator, who's really in charge of Teen Council, works for Dove. And now there's a couple other programs that also are run out of organizations that aren't necessarily Planned Parenthood.
Well, you know, I'm glad that the origin of it is such a, you know, credible and reliable mm-hmm. resource
yeah.
is Planned Parenthood. So that's good. So can you tell us what did you use to build it and how are you going to promote it?
Yeah. So to build it, I just used I used Wix.
Wix. Okay.
Yeah. So I used Wix and then I wanted it to have the look of something that's being handmade, that was created, that wasn't just, you know, a template that we took. Mm. So I actually went in and I used a drawing program and I sort of hand drew out the different graphics and the writing so that it sort of had the feeling so that you could tell that a person made this.
Sure, that it's very analog
yeah.
looking rather than some digital template.
Yeah, and so I worked with Maya and we sort of went through and found a whole bunch of different resources and information and then really sort of try to just stick to one really great resource for each topic that we covered. Because sometimes you want to include as much information as possible, but if you do that, it just gets overwhelming.
Well, yeah, people go down a rabbit hole.
And
anybody can Google, right? So you've got the great resource. If you want to go further, go.
Yeah, so, you know, we tried to keep it really simple, really accessible. And then if people want to learn more about a specific topic, they can click a link and it'll lead them to like one really great article.
I mean, do you have to log in or anything?
No, you don't have to log in. So it hasn't been launched yet. Mm. But like I said, we're going to be launching that in April. And then it's just going to be a website that's out there on the internet. It's going to be linked on like the counselor's website, on the high school website. And so anyone who wants to can just go click that link and it'll take them to the website.
So what would you recommend to someone who wants to go there but wants to be anonymous? Like, I don't even want it in my browser history because I got people use this computer.
Yeah, that's a great idea. You could use, if you open an incognito window, it won't show up.
In the Chrome browser. Okay.
Yeah, it won't show up. And then, that's a great question.
Let's see here. Also, isn't there a web search engine that doesn't track you?
Yes, that would be DuckDuckGo.
DuckDuckGo.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's another resource. Yeah, that's another, yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and then for promoting it, so in April, which is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, which is why we sort of chose to get all this started in April, Teen Council members are going to be going around to the smart periods in the high school and just giving a little bit of context for what the website is, where it is, how people can access it. And then we're also going to be having like posters with some of the information that's on the website on just around the school. And then it'll have the web address and like a QR code that people can go and just check it out like on their phone if they want to. Just trying to really get the information out there for everyone.
Okay. So you're going back to school in
yep.
Vermont, where there's about 8 feet of snow right now.
Oh, yeah.
So good
cold.
Luck with that. will you be back to continue your internship next year or not decided?
Not next year. We've talked a little bit about maybe I might come back and do some more work while I'm here for the summer, which I'd love to. It's really been great and just a great experience. And it's so great just to feel like you're actually doing something and like you're actually making a difference and you know.
Yeah. You know, it's such wonderful people over there, Heidi and Nin and Maya. I just can't say enough about them.
They're great.
They're wonderful. And the organization itself, I mean, they help such a large percent of Islanders.
They really do.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people think, oh, it's Mayberry Island. Nothing bad ever happens here. That's not true. It is a vital resource.
It really is. And, you know, the variety of things that they can help with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is really amazing. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, best of luck in your studies. And
thank you
for giving up your time to come to the show.
Yeah, of course.
Yes. We'll have to do it again.
All right. Yeah.